We never be.
Blog Talk Radio.
There's only one way to trust Him. Just believe when you call all His name. Trust in Jesus, it's all that matters. And your life will never be the same. There's only one way to trust Him. Just believe when you call all His name. Trust in Jesus, it's all that matters. And your life will never be the same. There is only one way to trust Him. Just believe when you call all His name. Trust in Jesus, it's all that matters.
LL. Yes.
And your life will never be the same. There is only one way to trust Him. Just believe when you call on His name. Trust in Jesus, it's all that matters. And your life will never be the same. There's only one way to trust Him. Just believe when you call all His name. Trust in Jesus, it's all that matters. And your life will never be the same. There's only one way to trust Him. Just believe when you call on His name. Trust in Jesus, it's all that matters. And your life will never be the same. There is only one way to trust Him. Just believe when you call on His name.
Hallelujah. This is our Miracles Radio and Television Ministries reaching you all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland. It's a good day today. Everywhere is bright and everyone is enjoying the bright day, cool air, and we thank God for what He's been doing. Today, I'm led to talk with you about the healing touch of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 9, verses 20, 21, 22, 23, Jesus was ministering to the woman with the issue of blood. The scripture says this woman reached out to Jesus and touched the hem of His garment, and she trusted Jesus for her healing. She said within herself, "If I can but touch the hem of His garment, I shall be made whole." And of course, she reached out and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and she was made whole by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what faith can do. When you have faith in Jesus, you have faith in God, you have trust, you have your hope in Jesus, that's what happens to you. Today we need to trust Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. We need to have faith in Him have confidence in Him. You can see what is happening around us. All kind of stuff is going on. Who will you trust? If you will not trust Jesus, who will you trust? That same story is repeated in Luke chapter 8, from verse 43 to 48, Luke's Gospel chapter 8, verse 43 to 48. That story was detailed by Dr. Luke. He was a medical practitioner, and he detailed the story in Luke chapter 8, verse 43 to 48. There was a crowd moving with Jesus, and this woman pressed through the crowd and reached out and touched Jesus' garment. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And then Peter said, "Master, everyone is touching you." And he said, "Who touched me?" "Everyone is touching you, Master. What are you doing?" And Jesus said, "No, Peter. Someone has touched me by faith. And I said healing power has left me." And when Jesus turned around, he saw this woman who has been suffering for over 12 years in the hands of doctors. She couldn't get better. She rather grew worse. She had touched the hem of Jesus Christ by faith, and she has received her healing, her deliverance. She has received her salvation. She has received life, and life more abundantly. Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. That woman received life through Jesus. She was healed from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet in the name of Jesus. That same Jesus is alive today. That same Jesus is here today. As you are hearing this word of God, I tell you something good is happening to you right now. You can lay your hand on your listening device or your radio, your television, your iPod, or your listening device. Just put your right hand there, because the healing power of God is coming to you right now. There is no distance in prayer. The centurion said, "Master, speak thy word, and my servant shall be healed." In Matthew chapter 8, verse 8, you read the story of the centurion who came to Jesus, and Jesus was trying to come to his home to heal his sick servant. And the young man said, "See, Master, I know who you are. You are a man with authority. You say, go, and go. You say, come. I know you are. Only speak thy word, and my servant shall be healed." And Jesus gave his word, and the servant of the centurion was healed, the same power. Right now, Jesus is talking to you, his word. You can reach out to Jesus by faith. You can touch him by faith right now, and you'll be made every week whole. He's the Lord that changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. What he did for A, he will do for B. He is the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and the Lord of Lords. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14, 15, 16, he says, "We have not an high priest that we cannot touch with the failings of our infirmity." The high priest we have, Jesus, is the one that we can touch with the failings of our infirmity. That's Hebrews chapter 4. The high priest that we have in the New Testament, your high priest, my high priest, the high priest of Reverend Victor Sonar, who is with me here in the studio, is the high priest that you can touch with the feelings of our infirmity. You can touch him wherever you are right now, but you can touch him by faith. You can touch him as you hear the word of God. You can touch him with your feelings. You can touch him with your pains. You can touch him with your problems. He is your high priest. And as you touch him, your bodies are rolled away. As you touch him, you are made whole. As you touch him, you receive salvation. As you touch him, you receive life. And life more abundantly. Jesus said, "Someone has touched me by faith, and healing vision has left me." And Peter was surprised. "Master, everyone is trying to touch you. Everyone has been touching you. Why will you worry about who touched you?" Jesus said, "No. Someone has touched me by faith." Beloved, I got good news for you. You can touch Jesus by faith right now. even as you are listening to this word of God, you can touch Jesus by faith, and your life will never be the same again. Jesus of Nazareth is here right now. You can touch him wherever you are by the power of the Holy Ghost. He makes you whole in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for everyone who have heard your word right now. We ask you to touch them with your healing power. Touch them with your saving grace. Touch them with your salvation and your deliverance. Touch them. Touch them with life. Don't go yet.
Yeah, man of God, sorry.
Yes, Lord Jesus, touch everyone hearing your word now. And let them receive life and life more abundantly. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for touching everyone now with the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, O God, for blessing your people now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Feel free to email us, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. God bless you. You can call us on the phone, area code 240-552-5899. 240-552-5899. Jesus loves you. We all love you too. Amen.